a psychological milestone.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has not been below 7,000 in this century until now. The Dow stands at 6,958, down 104 points, about 1.5%. Remember, it was above 14,000 just a year and a half ago. The NASDAQ is off 10 points, or 0.7%. The S&P 500 is down 12 points, or 1.6%. European shares are down about 3% at this hour. Britain's FTSE index is at 2003 levels. Asian markets sank 4% today. This morning, insurance giant AIG broke the record for biggest quarterly loss in history. AIG lost $61.7 billion in the fourth quarter. In response, the U.S. government will bail out AIG for the fourth time. This latest rescue is different from the first few tries, as Marketplace's Dan Gretsch tells us.
The first three bailouts of AIG were aimed at helping the insurance giant weather the economic downturn. This latest bailout seems to set the stage for a breakup of the 90-year-old firm. The new rescue plan provides an additional $30 billion in loans. It also cancels out a portion of the loans AIG received last year. In exchange, the government gets preferred shares that pay a dividend, and the government takes control of two AIG units that sell life insurance overseas, which the government can later sell. A Treasury official said this morning AIG's roots in the global economy are so broad and deep, its collapse would spell disaster. Hugh Johnson is with Johnson Illington Advisors, a money management firm.
Is it crystal clear that that would be the outcome? No. You don't want to test it, though.
With the latest bailout of AIG, U.S. taxpayers are now on the hook for $163 billion. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Some of the billions that the federal government is spending on AIG are coming from the TARP, the Troubled Assets Relief Program. The TARP is often called a bank bailout, but when the Bush administration announced the package, it encouraged insurance companies to apply. Frank Keating is president of the American Council of Life Insurers. Frank, some insurance companies not named AIG did apply for the money and are still waiting. What is going on?
Well, that's the imponderable. That's the big question mark, because last fall, the Congress specifically put the insurance industry in the bill, and we had a series of meetings at Treasury. And the problem was, well, since you're state regulated, I wanted it to happen, Secretary Paulson said, but I wonder how we're going to do this. And we pretty well agreed that if they bought thrifts or banks, the federal government would understand what they're all about. So out of some thousand life insurance companies, 13 applied. One withdrew its application, but since then it has been silent, which is certainly troubling to us because we've invested in some cases heavily into the thrift business in order to be entitled to be considered, and the phones do not get answered.
You know that critics say that $700 billion bailout package was meant to save the banking system, not life or property insurers. Why should you get the money?
Well, the life insurance industry, the banks are $15 trillion, the mutual funds, $10 trillion, the life insurance industry, $5 trillion. We have $2 trillion in long-term bonds. Most of our investments are 20 years plus. The industry is hugely significant to the progress and the success of the financial economy, and the Congress saw that. The Treasury Department, quite truthfully, saw that as well. But because we are state regulated, it's out of sight, out of mind, and we think that's distressing.
If life insurers are shut out of that rescue money, what's the impact on policyholders?
Well, no impact on policyholders because the reserves, the capital are there to satisfy policyholder claims. That's not the problem. The problem is we want to go out and buy bonds. We want to go out and get active in the marketplace as we traditionally are. Greasing this financial marketplace skid, making sure that we're in a position to continue to buy trillions of dollars of bonds. And more capital means more commercial activity, more purchase activity, more lending activity. That's good for the entire economy.
Frank Keating is president of the American Council of Life Insurers. Frank, thank you.
You're welcome, Bill. Thank you.
Consumer spending bounced back a little in January, 0.6%. Economists say don't expect that little spending bump to last. Personal incomes rose 0.4%. Part of that was Social Security cost of living adjustments. And our personal savings rate, now that was up at 5% now, highest it's been since the mid-90s.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
A group called Capital Climate Action is planning an environmental rally today in Washington, D.C. The target is an old coal-fired power plant just south of the Capitol that provides electricity to Capitol Hill. Ronnie Radbill has our story.
The coalition is bringing out a heavy hitter to bolster its cause, running an ad on YouTube with actress Susan Sarandon.
The American people will take a stand at Congress's own coal-fired power plant, a glaring symbol of coal's hold over our government.
Some congressional Democrats want the Capitol power plant to switch from coal to natural gas in an effort to cut carbon emissions. But with the right technology, Joe Lucas with Clean Coal Electricity says coal can be an environmentally friendly option.
It will be necessary for us to have these technologies if we are to achieve our goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions on a global scale.
It remains to be seen just how tough the White House will be when it comes to coal. But under the new administration, the Environmental Protection Agency recently halted approval of a coal plant in South Dakota. In Washington, I'm Ronnie Radbill for Marketplace.
And the CEO of mortgage giant Freddie Mac is stepping down later this month. David Moffett has been CEO since September when the government seized control of the mortgage buyer at its sibling Fannie Mae. The Dow is at 6,955. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a fine Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.